The saga surrounding the proposal for a men's transition shelter in Aurora has another twist, as one councillor is asking York Region to resubmit the proposal. The hotly debated shelter project, which had been proposed for land near York Region's pump station at 14,452 Yonge Street, was rejected in a narrow 4-3 vote at a planning committee meeting on February 13, 2024. Councillor John Gallo voted against the proposal at that February meeting, but has since said he regretted the decision, and submitted a member motion during Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting on February 11, asking York Region to resubmit the proposal. "As you all know, I voted against it in, last, February. Not that I was against the concept, I was against the location, hoping that a better location could be found," said Councillor John Gallo during the meeting. "We are now a year in and no better location has been found, and if I am to weigh on balance men being in the street versus a not optimal location, I'm going to lean toward the not optimal location. I am now putting it back in the hands of York Region to resubmit an application for the site," said Gallo. Lisa Gonsalves, Commissioner for Community and Health Services with York Region, had previously told Aurora Today the region was no longer considering the site. In the interim, the 14,452 Yonge Street site has instead undergone work that includes building the sewage pumping station and restoring the Tamarack Green Park north entrance. The shelter proposal has proved contentious since it was rejected a year ago, with several councillors expressing their frustrations that alternative sites have not yet been identified, and residents forming an advocacy group called Aurora Cares Housing for All in the wake of the shelter project being voted down. Motion deferred. But Councillor Harold Kim, noting Mayor Tom Maracas was not present at the February 11th meeting, moved to defer. "Because we're going to have this conversation twice, and I'm sure we're all going to chime in again." Maracas was attending the Federation of Canadian Municipalities conference in Fredericton. Councillor Michael Thompson, chairing the committee meeting, backed the deferral, saying it would be helpful if Maracas, who sits on regional council, could provide an update on the region's process. "The current review of region-owned properties is aimed at identifying site options as we work to build two new emergency and transitional housing developments," Gonsalves said in a previous statement to Aurora Today. "Ongoing partnerships with local municipalities are critical in identifying new emergency and transitional housing development sites." Ultimately, the motion was deferred and to be discussed at a future council meeting. Region open to considering any sites. In a statement to Aurora Today, Gonsalves said the region is open to considering any sites supported by local municipalities for the purposes of emergency and transitional housing. "York Region appreciates the ongoing engagement of members of Aurora Council and residents around emergency and transitional housing," added Gonsalves in an email. "York Region recognizes that homelessness is a significant and growing concern that affects many people across our communities and is committed to prioritizing immediate action to address the housing and homelessness crisis." Editor's note: February 14. This article has been updated to include additional comment from York Region.